First Street, South Boston's original shoreline. The main image is a detail from a colorful 1806 map by Caleb Parry Wayne. The lower third shows Dorchester Neck, shortly after the area was annexed by Boston and renamed South Boston. It had a population of 60 and extensive tidal flats to the north. A short distance from the original shoreline, out into what would have been shallow water, we've added a star on the map to indicate the location of the sign. To the upper left on the map is the original Boston Peninsula, with the developed areas in red. On the right are Bird and Governor's Islands, both now a part of Logan Airport. In 1804, Boston annexed the thinly populated peninsula known as Dorchester Neck and renamed it South Boston. This spot was on the South Boston Flats, a vast expanse of salt marsh laced with inlets. The land to the north and northwest of here today, the Fort Point Channel and Seaport neighborhoods, as well as the Reserve Channel, are all man-made. By 1845, South Boston's population had grown to 10,020. First Street and a section of Second Street ran along the original shoreline. Glassmakers, shipbuilders, and ironworkers established businesses along the waterfront, built wharves, and began to fill the flats as far as the law permitted, which was 1,650 feet from the shoreline. Bay State Iron Company created the land in front of you using a long-standing Boston technique. They enclosed an area of shallow water with a seawall and then deposited fill on the inland side. That seawall is still visible along the Reserve Channel. In the decades that followed, landmaking expanded South Boston from its original 580 acres to about 1,600 acres. The once rural peninsula was completely transformed. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. The left image is a detail from B.F. Nutting's 1866 Bird's Eye View of Boston. It shows multiple landmaking projects north of First Street in South Boston. In the foreground, there's a huge wharf begun by Boston Wharf Company in the 1830s. It formed the east side of today's Fort Point Channel. In 1855, the Boston and New York Central Railroad built the almost mile-long pile rail bridge to its depot near present-day South Station. It extends from the 1860s shoreline out over the flats and then curves in to Boston proper. Today, South Boston Bypass Road crosses South Boston where the tracks once ran. A star in the upper section shows how the location of the sign on East First Street used to be right along the mid-19th century shoreline. The middle image is an 1853 print of the American Flint Glassworks, which once stood on East First Street. Five tall chimneys, all emitting smoke, dominate the large industrial site. In the foreground, an American flag flutters. Several small boats are out on the shallow waters. A short distance to the east and west of where this sign is, two glassmaking factories were among several that built on, or very close to, South Boston's original waterfront. Archaeologists uncovered the footprint of American Flint Glassworks in 1997. The right image is a tri-colored map created by the Norman B. Leventhal Map and Education Center at Boston Public Library. It shows landmaking in Boston over time. What was land when English settlers arrived is in red. Land made between 1630 and 1880 is beige, and land created after 1880 is in blue. Prior to 1880, a small amount of land was created along the North Shore in South Boston, including where the sign is. Beyond that, landmaking occurred along Fort Point Channel, described earlier. Landmaking projects accelerated after 1880, dramatically altering South Boston. Industrial sites, like the glassmaking factories that once hugged the shoreline and looked out over the South Boston Flats, are now far inland.